back. Remember, you can listen to the show anytime you like. Just go to your favorite podcast app like Podcast One and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. In the studio with me now is my co-worker who is going viral here this morning to explain why. It's our pleasure to welcome Hillary to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, Hillary. How are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Now, me and Hillary, we're buddies. We used to be neighbors, right? For
yes.
years, you sat in the cube behind me, right?
Yes.
So exciting. So now let's talk about your situation. This lemonade stand has taken off. It's kind of like out of control. It went viral. But before we get there, let's back up a little bit. You have a very unique situation. Your daughter was born. You can pick up the story there.
Yeah. So we have three little girls, my husband and I. Our oldest, Beatrice, will be 5 at the end of December. And when she was born, unfortunately, she had a very rare liver disease called biliary atresia. And shortly after was put on the waiting list for a liver transplant at Cincinnati Children's Hospital. So very traumatic. This is was almost 5 years ago. And she was waiting on the transplant list. I was coming here, probably sitting right behind you at work.
You were, and I remember those days.
I mean,
and I remember the diagnosis.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, and we carried around the pager and just we were waiting for it to go off. And we worked with the hospital to say, okay, is living donation an option for liver? Because you hear about it all the time for kidney. But for liver, because your liver regenerates, you can actually donate a portion of your liver to somebody else. So the hospital entertained the idea, and we went through, my husband and I went through testing, and the mom's a better match typically until the child turns 3. So I went through 8 weeks worth of testing, found out I was a match, and then donated a portion of my liver to her on July 7th of 2015.
Wow. So take us back to when you had to make that decision. Was it a no-brainer? Was it a difficult decision? What was going through your mind at that time? Because, I mean, it's still surgery. It's still scary.
Yeah, it's so scary. So the hospital definitely prepped us. So I had to meet with all different departments of Cincinnati Children's, including psychology, to make sure that we were making this decision of sound mind, because it is, you're putting a healthy person in harm's way. But Rodney, you have kids. There are so many people that listen to your show that have kids. Ask them that question. If your child needed something of yours, you would give it to them. No questions asked, right? But I specifically remember my parents saying, you know, maybe you should wait. Let the waiting list work. This is how it works. And the hospital's confident that she'll get something. But if you could jump in front of a train to save your child, you would.
Right,
and that's
exactly
what my husband and I decided to do.
Okay. Good. And so she's doing great.
She is doing great.
And you're doing great.
I'm doing great.
And your yellow dress, if you can see her now.
Lemonade.
All right. So let's talk about this lemonade stand.
Yeah.
So what was the origins of this lemonade stand? What did you guys want to do with the stand?
Yeah. So ever since BZ's liver transplant at the hospital, we are frequent flyers at Cincinnati Children's. And we do everything we can to help spread the word of the awesome work that they're doing there and raise funds in any little way that we can. So when Labor Day weekend approached, our best friends, the Zerbe family, they have 3 boys the same age as our 3 girls. And so they wanted to have a lemonade stand and invited us to join. So we did a lemonade stand with the boys and the Zerbes, and it was so cute. The kids lasted like 45 minutes. They made $148. And then this past week on Friday morning, we went down to Cincinnati Children's to donate the money with the kids. And the hospital was so kind and made one of those giant dramatic checks.
Okay.
Kids presented it. We got their picture, and then we posted it on Instagram and Facebook and just totally casually said, does anybody out there want to match their $148 donation? Here is my Venmo, which is Hillary, H-I-L-L-A-R-Y dash Widener with a D, N-E-R. Okay. And people started donating. People started donating $14.80. People started donating $148. We had a lot of momentum. And then we hit $1,000 in donations, which was crazy.
Wow.
From there, we were like, okay, let's see if we can keep it going. What if we raise $7,700 in honor of B's liver transplant on 7/7. It's her 5-year anniversary coming up for her transplant. We hit $7,700, and then it totally snowballed from there.
Okay. And so you guys have been featured on Good Morning America. How did
that
come together?
Okay, because we were on Good Morning America, the Today Show. We're going to be on Access Hollywood.
What?
Because we got some really awesome momentum going. So we had $50,000 raised through Venmo and personal checks. And Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper donated to our lemonade stand. They donated $5,000. Country Time Lemonade called us and said, we want to be a part of the good cause. So we're donating $7,700. So we got some good donations there, and a lot of local businesses donated, which was awesome. So, yeah, somehow WCPO ran the thing on TV. They did a little, they interviewed the kids, and then, you know, we started getting some phone calls.
Okay, and so what is the total up to now?
So, drum roll, please. The total is we are just north of $155,000 for Cincinnati Children's.
Wow. So, you guys keep this going. You're going to own your own wing over there, right? Your daughter's going to have
the
her own
wing. The lemonade wing?
Yeah, exactly.
I think it has a nice ring to it.
All right, and so I'm sure your daughter is not able to fully take this all in and really know, understand what this means. But this means a lot
to Children's Hospital. It means a lot to Children's Hospital. Yeah, yeah. They have reached out personally through their board. I mean, they are so supportive of the work that we are doing. And I think it's encouraging that to show kids across the city, across the world, really, if you have a smaller, quote unquote, donation of $148, it can really snowball into something big and you can make big change.
All right, good. And again, your Venmo, me hip to
the
lingo.
Here's the Venmo. Okay. Venmo is like a PayPal, but it's called Venmo. So it's okay. Hillary, H-I-L-L-A-R-Y dash Widener, W-E-I-D as in dog, N-E-R. Or my Instagram handle, which you can watch all the craziness unfold, is at Hillary K. Widener. And you can slide right into my DMs and message me, and I can make sure that if you want to donate by check, that we can make that happen.
Okay. And finally this morning, you know, if we have other parents listening to your story, what's your message to them? Maybe there's a parent that has a child that has the same disease that your daughter was born with. What's your message to them?
Our message to them is that there is hope and there is positivity coming your way. You know, this money is going towards ending the wait for organs.
Okay.
There are 100,000 people waiting for organs right now. This money is going to a research fund that is helping children develop organs in their labs. So stay strong, wow. Stay hopeful, and anything you can to help spread the word about this type of research at Cincinnati Children's Hospital is awesome. But we are thinking of all of you that are currently waiting.
All right. Thank you so much for taking time. We're so proud of what you're doing. Thank you. And you are part of our Hubbard family, so you're just doing great things. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Stick around. We'll be back with more Sunday Morning Magazine in a moment.